Radio station WOOC, and I'm your roaming labor correspondent for the Hudson Mohawk magazine. This is the continuing discussion, the struggle continue, a roundtable discussion. Today we're going to be talking about policing in the black community. Are they there to help us or social control us? And I have, as a regular panel, brothers in the struggle who have been in the struggle for a long time. I have Dave Walker, a labor activist and teacher. Leon Van Dyke, original organizer of the Brothers. And I have Carlos Dolfo and Angel Martinez, who are organizers in the Poor People Campaign. And how y'all doing, brothers? Today we're going to be talking about policing in the black community. And what we're going to attempt to do in our discussion is to answer the question, are they there to help us or social control us, you know, keep us under control? And then how has this impacted our freedom struggle? How the police impacted our freedom struggle? And, you know, I like to start like we did in other discussions. We start from the time our people was brought here, over here as slaves, in slave ship from Africa, and we were slaves, and then go through Reconstruction, and then through the Civil Rights Movement, and on in today, the Black Lives Matter movement. And I do that because there's a connection, you know, ain't nothing just started. There's always connection, right? And so we're going to get started today and hear your viewpoints. And I think the first thing I want to ask is, what do you think was the origin of policing in the black community? You know, how did this come about?
Well,
anybody can just jump in.
Yeah. One, we all know historically the police in the United States started with the so-called slave patrols. And that was definitely based on two types. One was by and large social control, controlling the slaves, and then it evolved out of that. And then there was another type of policemen, a policing that was the so-called masters. And that has by and large continued throughout the history of this country. One type of policing for poor people, and particularly black people, and one type of patrolling for so-called middle-class white people. And so as we see it today, the kind of policing that you see in the suburbs that are primarily white for the most part, and the type of policing that you see in the inner cities, totally different type. In fact, in some cases, the policemen change their behavior and style of policing depending where they're at. If they're in the suburban area, they change that style of policing.
Yeah.
To a very helpful one. And when they're in the inner cities of this country, they change to a highly social control type.
And that's what
I see it.
Some of the history of that is that I think in 1703 in South Carolina, you know, that goes that far back, that's where the slaves patrol started from. First question we was dealing with was, you know, how did policing start in the black community? What was the origin of it? And Leon said it was the slave patrol.
Yeah, it was the slave patrol that was originally the origins of the police, and then the bounty hunters and all, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then later on, when people moved into all the cities around the country, it's a form of it's not replica of the same slave patrol, but it's just hidden, mm-hmm. you know, because of the history of this country. a power control, keeping, better known, I don't like to use that word, keeping the people in their place. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Keeping the people in their place. So this is why they use a strong arm attack in the cities. Just like Leon said, that in suburbia, it's almost courtesy. Excuse me, could I help you? Oh, yes, I could help you. You just go down here and go in direction. But if you go into the inner cities all over this country, there's always some brutality or violence.
Right. But back then, Carlos, what was the slave, we're going to find out, what was the slave patrol, and why was it necessary for them to establish slave patrol during slavery?
Because people were fighting, people were struggling to be free, mm-hmm. and people wanted to get out of that condition of being a slave. Now, it's another form, wage slave. But people were just working for nothing and just barely eating, and they kept people under control. And people wanted freedom. It was called Freedom Road.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for the Northern Star to be free. I think that that's where the origins of this, and to this day, because we had people that came from all over Europe, that came here and became settlers. They came into the deep of this racist narrative of keeping people in a place.
Mm-hmm.
A person of color was considered an enemy, and you had to keep him under control with either brutality or death. That's my interpretation.
Mm-hmm. Now, they also had slave patrols, I understand, and slave catchers. So what was
correct. Bounty hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Better known as bounty hunters, they were paid to catch each slave. They went to all over the country looking for people. Some places they couldn't handle it because the people fought back. But in some places, the slave patrol and the bounty hunters, slave catchers, worked hand in hand to get, you know, to get some money out of it when they caught somebody mm-hmm. escaping.
So that was the first time that blacks interact, but it wasn't a police, but that was the first time, sort of like a beginning of a police system during that time.
Yes, it was the beginning of the police department, mm-hmm. Police departments all over the country.
So they said it started in 1703 in South Carolina. And
Yes, I do know.
Right, they said that so what was the duties of slave patrols? You know, they just, when they say patrol, what did they mean?
They were looking for some slave that he didn't come out of his plantation. And what was he doing walking the streets of, it could be Charleston, South Carolina. And if he was walking down Charleston, South Carolina without the permission or a piece of paper that stated mm-hmm. that he was picking up some food or he was picking up supplies, he was considered an escaped slave, so we had to capture him and bring him back to the plantation.
During that time, I know they had some type of codes or some rules and regulations for a slave.
But we better known as AK as nigger code. Uh-huh. That's what they called it.
Oh, okay. What are you saying, Leon?
Or sometimes they call it the slave codes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the slave code. That's
and
correct.
That control the behavior of the slaves and the free slaves also was to control the whites that were not slaves for the most part, was to control what was expected of them. It just didn't have impact on the slaves, but it had impact on the whites of how they were to be treated, how they were to handle slavery. And in fact, they were to act. They had a responsibility if they saw a black walking the street. They had a responsibility to check if that person had the right papers. But I just like to say, as long as you had slavery, you had some type of form of policing them, even if they didn't call them police or slave code. So you had that in South America, where slavery was very active in the 15th. Most of those slaves were Native Americans.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right.